having a short and lucrative career, achieving financial independence, and retiring at 35. That's what some Chinese young people have been talking about on social media recently. Well, unless you are Emma Stone or hit the jackpot, a dream like that will probably stay a dream, I thought. Now, some Chinese people are trying to make their dreams come true through a new lifestyle of low desire and hard working. This is all a little bit contradictory to me. So many paradoxes that I need some answers here. So let's talk about this. First of all, there is this concept of financial independence that's mentioned here. So what exactly do we mean by that?
I think financial independence, it means that you have enough wealth to live on without working. So financially independent people have assets that generate income that is at least equal to their expenses. So this is put into a simpler form. It means like after you accumulating a certain amount of money, then you can stop working. You just put the money you have into maybe some wealth and financial management services, like purchasing some stocks or funds, and then you can get a perks and get a returns, can support your living. And a person's assets and liabilities are an important factor in determining if they have achieved financial independence or not. So an asset is anything of value that can be readily turned into cash if a person has to pay debt, whereas a liability is a responsibility to provide compensation, like homes and automobiles with no lien or mortgage are common assets. So by this mean, like by taking into account the situation, let's see how possible could this lifestyle be turned into reality. So according to a 2017 Hurun report, to become financially independent in China's first-tier cities, including Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Shenzhen, you need to have about 290 million yuan, which is similar to $42 million. I have to say, for me, this is more like a far-fetched goal. I couldn't realize it when I before, like 35 years old. But when I read the reports, actually this style is originated from a lifestyle called FIRE, F-I-R-E, which is from some Western countries like America. So I think maybe, Tony, you can tell us more about what is actually FIRE.
Well, apparently it's a new lifestyle that may help. It refers to, it's an acronym for financial independence and retiring early. And it originated from a classic book called Your Money or Your Life. And that was by Vicky Robin and Joe Dominguez. And it's really a book about inspiring millennials to change their relationship with money and live deliberately, spend mindfully, eliminate debt, save early, and build wealth. So some FIRE aficionados estimate that once your net worth is about 25 times your annual expenses, then you'll achieve this financial independence. And according to Reddit, FIRE is really about maximizing your savings rate and also, you know, to be able to achieve financial independence and have the freedom to retire early and or as, you know, soon as possible. However, FIRE advocates focuses mainly on saving and also investing. So investing is also pretty important here. And there's also they implement the 4% rule. And here is just a rule of thumb used to determine how much a retiree should withdraw from their retirement account per year. And I would imagine that this is probably on accounts that are indexed as opposed to flexible or variable accounts that fluctuate. And if it's an indexed account, then obviously you're not going to depreciate in value and your interest will continue to generate money for your retirement account. So that's really how I would see how the 4% rule would apply. And apparently there's two different types. There's the lean FIRE movement and then there's the fat FIRE movement. And the lean movement would comprise of minimalists and extreme frugality focused individuals with less of a focus on earning more. So these people are going to be more on budgeting their entire life and making sure that they don't spend over a certain amount. So a lot of math would be necessary here for the lean FIRE movement. And on the other end, you have the fat FIRE movement where the focus is a bit more on, well, smart investing and earning more. So if you are able to come into a lump sum of money, you can, you know, put that away into certain accounts or into a certain investment where you will you will generate a lot more money. That way you don't really have to work, and that you just pretty much just live off of the interest. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of meeting some individuals like this actually here in China.
Mm.
A lot of them talk a lot about their investments and how they're able to generate, yeah, just money off of interest. And it's just like, wow. I mean, there's a little bit of admiration / jealousy when you can just see someone that just doesn't really need to work. They just can just earn off of the interest of whatever they're investing in or some of the accounts that they have. It's really pretty awesome.
So that would be the FAT FIRE?
That would be the FAT FIRE.
FIRE movement.
Right.
Or kind of... take on this issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, with FIRE, F-I-R-E right. In capital letters.
Yes.
FIRE. That is the movement we're talking about. And this is an acronym, as in financial independence, comma, and retire early.
Right.
Oh, whoever came up with this is a genius, I feel. But maybe it just stays by the title.
Mm.
Of the genius of it, I feel. I mean, and also what you guys have just talked about, it still sounds pretty contradictory to me. Because Huang Shan, you mentioned, what was that number again? And it just blew me away. 290 million yuan?
Yes.
But that's according to Hurun Report. And that guy's known for documenting and making estimations of the billionaires and the super rich people in China. Mm. So maybe, can he possibly come up with a different number for the common people with the average earning bracket and also with the average salary level in China these days? Beijing was the only city that reached the average salary of above 10,000 yuan a month. And that was the only city. Mm. So I just don't see how it is ever going to be possible for most of us to achieve the number that Hurun came up with to come to financial independence or whatever you call it.
It seems to be really tough. For example, I mean, real estate or just rent here in Beijing, I mean, has gone up over the past year. I remember when I was, you know, about a year and a half ago, rent, I could find a decent place for about 4,000, but now it's getting a lot higher and it's really tough. So I would imagine that to be able to live independently, you would have to save a ton of money to live in Beijing. And the figure that on this report was that for about 10,000 yuan in Beijing or 9,800 in Shanghai, it varies depending on how much money you would make. So, for example, you'd have to work for like 2,200 years in Beijing or 29,000 months or 240 years in Shanghai. So the numbers to be able to be independent here in China seems to be really, really tough. And I think that the only way that this financial independence would actually work would be for people who really just don't really care about owning houses and they really just want to live a very frugal life. And apparently, according to the same report, there was a woman calling herself Moore. Apparently they live and work in Beijing and her job was very stressful. And she also, her and her husband were able to generate about 8,000 per month, but their rent, and I believe this was about 10 years ago, the rent was only 1,750. Must not be any time recent, but they would use up their money and they would be able to, but they still had a lot of money that they had left over that they could save. And so as time went by, their income rose and they were able to save more. And so they were able to multiply that with, you know, their earnings. And I believe that they were able to enjoy their life and be able to afford a higher level of consumption and make more money because they were able to keep their rent costs low and not be able to spend so much on food and travel. So it's just really controlling everything that they do. And yeah, just having, it's almost like having a calculator with you whenever you go to spend something. So it's really a different lifestyle.
and that's fire? Excuse me? I think most of us, we got so excited just reading the title of these reports talking about fire until you guys helped me out in telling me that fire is so lean. I didn't know that. And here I think what's really interesting and also tricky is the term financial independence. Mm. And because at first people were thinking about maybe financial freedom. And that's not what we're talking about here at all. What would financial freedom be for you versus financial independence?
Well, I feel like it would lean more on the side of the, for example, like the fat lean movement in terms of people being able to come into it with a significant amount of capital. For example, if they were to put away, say, I don't know, ¥1,000,000 or, you know, amount of money and then put that into an account that grows with interest, for example, then after a few years, then they will be able to make a significant amount of money that they can live on. And for me, this is a bit more financially free, because you could extract based off of the 4% rule, be able to take out about 4% and you still wouldn't lose any money. And so this is what a lot of people are doing. And in my opinion, I feel like that's a bit more someone who's financially free, because they really don't have to work. They can just take money out of that account and they can kind of play. And if they would like to invest that money into something else and earn more money. So it's almost like, I wouldn't say gambling, but it's a way to kind of play with your money and see how far that you can take it. Whereas on the other side, it's where it's a bit more lean and you have to be frugal. I would say it's possible. There are certain people that can do that. And it really depends on, you know, your personality. And these people, I would imagine these people don't really care about what other people think about their lifestyle. And they don't really try to compare themselves with other people. You know, possessions aren't as important. And I can feel, how do I say this? I feel like I respect that, because I feel like we live in a time where we're always looking over our shoulders, looking at what other people have. And we try to, you know, acquire things that state who we are. For example, if I have a Mercedes, this means that I'm established and that I'm successful. But people don't really know, like, I'm struggling to make the car payment, you know, this type of thing. So I like the idea that there are people who are looking to minimize what it is that they have. For example, just acquiring things, you know, huge beds and or you know, 5 televisions in your house, and just, you know, just really overdoing it, and instead just focusing on what it is that you need and just really keeping it down to a minimum. Because to a certain regard, I consider myself a minimalist, so I don't think that it's necessary to consume so much. So I guess on that aspect, I really do kind of respect this movement.
Can I say I'm just totally opposite to your attitude? Because I don't think I can ever take up this lifestyle. Because when we check out the title, it gives us a very bright and prosperous, like, picture of your retired life after 35 years old. But you need to pay attention to that before, maybe 10 years before you retire, you need to endure a very stingy lifestyle.
Stingy.
Yeah, I think even frugal is not enough to describe the life you are going through. It's stingy, okay? And also, I check out some stories of those people who have taken up this fire lifestyle. And one lady said, like, she has a family of a husband and also a young kid. And they three have to squeeze into a very, very small apartment in order to save money. And they only buy the vegetables with a very low price and buy the cheapest meat and to afford the living. And she didn't like buy clothes for nearly 10 years or new clothes. She only buy clothes whenever it's necessary. And she said that she should quit social media, because one time she couldn't like resist the temptation of open her WeChat. Then when she saw some moments on her WeChat, she wanted to go shopping. Of course, she's a lady, okay? No one can resist the temptation of shopping. And then later on, her husband stopped her just because saying, oh, you know, we are saving money. And they will only buy some new things into the house whenever they throw something out. So just one in and one out. Just keep the minimal amount of furniture and appliances in the house. And after this 10 years, they finally realize the financial independence, but they still live a very frugal lifestyle because when they are traveling, they just go on a travel under a very small budget. They will still go on and on with this very stingy lifestyle. So I don't think you can really enjoy or benefit from this kind of new or trendy lifestyle. It sounds pretty, but if you put it into the day-to-day life routines, actually it's pretty hard. It's more like endure hardship for me.
That's kind of true, Huangshan. You've really convinced me that, yeah, the FIRE movement doesn't sound as rosy as it first appeared to be. And can I just get this straight? Are we saying that with this FIRE movement, financial independence, retire early, it's actually about curtailing your expenses and your desire? So basically, you're saving up and you spend very, very, very little.
Yeah.
So that's how you achieve financial independence?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that the term has been used in a slightly twisting its meaning kind of way, because it's about just, you know, living on the minimal. It's not about really achieving independence so you can... it's not about making more money, but it's actually about...
saving money.
Yeah, and you spending very, very little. Am I right?
Yeah, it seems to be a bit misleading, and that it's, you know, the word retire early, because it, you know, when you say the word retire, it implies that you're not going to be doing any more work.
Yeah.
But it doesn't appear that that's actually the case here. According to this report, people that do fall under FIRE, they still can choose the type of jobs that they would love to do. Instead of doing one consistently for certain, you know, medical or social benefits, they can, you know, for example, go and do freelance jobs or do things that would, you know, that satisfy their interests. For example, if they're into singing, or if they're into, you know, if they have some musical ability, they can teach people how to do, you know, play the piano, or, you know, for example. So there's different ways that they can earn money while they are, you know, saving. So this way, in that there is, it's a lesson or a way to live frugally and spend less, but then also it's a way to go out and actually work jobs that you actually enjoy to do. So it's almost like you're staying afloat. It doesn't really seem that you're, it doesn't really feel like a retirement, but it does feel like you're kind of treading water. You're earning some money to live. But at the same time, depending on your personality, of course, this may be more exciting for people, where they can indulge in different, you know, passions and things that they're into to earn money. So it's possible, depending on how far you take that, that you could maybe start up your own business or something that you're doing, for example, photography or drawing or whatever it is that you're doing for freelance. You know, if you have that ability or that time to engage in these types of jobs, perhaps you could turn that around into something that you enjoy doing.
Okay, but that just sounds like utopia to me.
Yes, when I think so.
When you're living on such a small budget and you're constantly thinking about, I need to save more, spend very little, and I don't know how many people out there can still have the passion to pursue singing. Can you earn money from that? I mean, I have nothing against singing, but if you're in that position, you don't earn a lot, and you're trying to save up and spend very little, and you also have the pursuit for a hobby, that doesn't really register for me. I'm just an average folk, but yeah, how does that work? FIRE is kind of upsetting me now.
Well, yeah, it's a complete opposite of, I think, the way most of us are hardwired to live our lives. A lot of us have the notion to go to school and get a job and get in debt and pay it off. But it appears that in this program, a lot of time you work and you save up the money to be able to take care of your immediate expenses. You're going to have to live very frugal. But during that time, it gives you the opportunity, since your immediate expenses are apparently paid off, you can, you know, explore other areas of yourself. And for example, you mentioned singing. In this city, depending on your ability, you could actually go to certain venues here and earn, you know, around 1,000 kwai per night. if you sing. So, I mean, and if you do a musical performance, for example, and if you have a portfolio, you could make quite a bit of money in Beijing alone. I would imagine if you take it on the road to different places, you could, you know, earn quite a bit from that. So it's really depends on how far you want to take it. And I think that if you have these abilities and you really want to explore them, I mean, it's risky. It's a very different way to live life. I'm not sure how comfortable I would feel doing this, but for some reason, I do still feel like it's possible. And I feel that some people that are doing it, I believe they deserve a little bit of encouragement, mm-hmm. because it seems to be a really different and unorthodox way to live life.
And quite hard for, in the eyes of a common person like myself. Well, this is a movement that was started in the U.S., one of the most affluent countries in the world, and it's been taken up in different corners around the world. Why do you think that, I suppose it's those in the richest countries in the world that started with this, and it is something that's caught on by some people out there. What's the mentality in the minds of these people who want to go with fire?
That's a good question. And I think that, you know, most people go into it for different reasons, but I would imagine it has a little bit to do with just trying to enjoy your life. And I feel like a lot of us live our lives on hold. You know, a lot of times when we are working for an institution or some place for a long period of time, most of us put our lives on hold, whether it's because we have families that we have to take care of. And then, of course, our living expenses. A lot of people wait until they're 50 or 60 to actually enjoy their lives. And there's this desire for people, when they see younger people traveling and enjoying their lives, they feel like, wow, I want to know what they're doing. I want to be able to enjoy my life while I'm young and have some experiences and not wait until I get older, because who knows, you may not make it until that age. Mm. So there's a possibility that people are just kind of opening their minds a little bit and stepping out of that traditional rut of, you know, working the job and just doing what everyone else has been doing for a long time because it's safe and it's something that, you know, it's been done.
Yeah, I think it's just highly related to the high, like, living pressure and also your social responsibilities. Because this kind of lifestyle just remind me of the DiCaprio in the movie Beach. Because they are just trying, a group of young people trying to avoid those pressures in the society. Mm. They set up a own utopia for themselves. But after a short while, they will get tired of this lifestyle and they will go back to reality and have to face the reality again.
One last question for this topic. Okay, I'm thinking about financial freedom. So I don't want to lead the super frugal lifestyle. Is there any quick tip you can give me if that's what I have in mind?
Wow, that's a powerful question that you asked. And I think that the key really for us is trying to stay out of as much debt as possible, because I feel like if we are able to live debt free, then we won't need to earn so much to live.
I think desire is very important. Sometimes it is a stimulus for your hardworking that make more money.
Yeah, make more money.
Yeah.
Instead of thinking about making the same amount and keep on saving up, because that's not the way to live. Or yeah. That's just what Huang Shen and I think. Yeah. Yes. And, well, unless you're Emma Watson, you've made millions and millions before you're even 20. And, well, there's a lot to invest, I guess. But I'm not Emma Watson. Stay tuned.